right. Hey, we are here at the Northwest Credit Union Association's 2018 MAX Convention in beautiful Tacoma, Washington. We're here with Mr. Brett Wooden from Providence Federal Credit Union. You got it right this time.
All right, got it.
And we're talking about the Value Creation Task Force and some of the companies. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, there's one of the companies right now. Hey, Brian Adler from Veteran. Brian, come on in here. How are you, Brian?
Good. Thanks for being here.
You were one of the companies that presented yesterday,
yeah.
Right?
Wow. Hopefully everyone remembers. It was not too long ago.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Veteran and how your experience was yesterday presenting in front of these.
Yeah.
Especially this guy right here. He can be tough, so watch out.
Yeah, but we consider Veteran to be a turnkey strategic growth platform. We basically use one of the largest consumer databases in the country. Mm-hmm. We're the only company in the industry that actually has access to that database to service the community financial institution industry. We target potential prospective members on behalf of our credit union customers, mm-hmm. In order to get them new members, whether it be deposit accounts, loans, etc. We automate digital marketing campaigns to them, and then we actually provide them with a 90-second deposit onboarding platform to actually fully open up that account within 90 seconds in a compliant way.
90 seconds? So, gone are the days.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Taking half a day to get this done. Well done.
Everyone always says, well, you started the company. Of course, you could do it in 90 seconds. So if you want it, I'll text it over to you, and you could try it yourself and and see how long it takes you.
Right on. And so do you want to add anything?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. So Brian is going to be in our beta space today. So,
oh, okay.
Which is, you know, kind of looking at the strategic link is mm-hmm. the third kind of prong or stool of the Northwest Credit Union Association. Mm-hmm. So the strategic link provides, you know, economic value, industrial expertise, mm-hmm. and then also kind of that emerging tech, which Brian is a part of that.
Yeah.
So he'll be in the beta space for the next 2.5 days. So you can go in, test out, and see if you can do it in that 90 seconds,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, the laptop will be open. Come on over.
It's better than the dunk tank, all right?
Yeah.
But so it's better to be in the beta space. So so what are people going to do? Are they going to come by the beta space and go, hey, how does this work? And he's going to do it? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm going to let you
okay.
try.
You give it a try, and then
you can see how long it takes you.
Okay.
Person who does it in the shortest period of time gets a free drink.
Ooh.
At the bar.
Hey.
All right.
Well, since I got the head start yesterday, I'm going to go do it really quick.
Exactly.
So, very nice. So where do you go from here, Brian? What do you do after your presentation? Where do you go from here?
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to be here. We're a very data-driven company. So before we choose to go to different conferences and partner with different associations, we actually make sure we can add value to their members before we even go there.
Mm-hmm.
So before even, you know, agreeing to come when Jason approached us, which I'm very grateful for, we run a whole bunch of analytics to actually make sure that our solution will work with the credit unions in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very confident that it'll work. We're just hoping to be able to convince that to the credit unions here.
Indeed. You know, this Jason Smith guy seems to be the straw that stirs the drink
right,
around
yes,
here.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
He's the guy. He's the culprit around him. Oh, no, he's a good guy, and he's kind of bringing all this stuff to the forefront, which is fabulous, especially for credit unions, especially in this area, who are needing this technology because it's moving so fast.
Right. I think the thing that's really neat about, you know, kind of looking at the Value Creation Task Force, when they present, a lot of them are demos, and that's really what we want to see mm-hmm. in this space is, you know, anybody can kind of do the slideshow,
sure.
the screenshots,
sure.
but when someone gets up there, I mean, that's kind of when the rubber meets the road, right? If can it work in front of all of us?
Right, it's the real deal.
Yeah,
that's smoke and mirrors.
Yeah, and
exactly.
So, and Brian did a great job at that. Yesterday. So.
It's always great when things work out.
I know.
When technology works, it's the best. It's the greatest thing ever.
When you're a tech company, it must work.
Yes,
right.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
So what are future plans here? What are we, I mean, again, you told me where you're going to go.
Yeah.
What do you guys do with it now? So obviously Jason will get out and tell everybody about how well Brian did. And
well, on that, the survey at the end, so that is one of the things that we were one of the ones that checked the box to have a conversation with you.
Excellent.
So that's really what we do is we look at it. Match it kind of against our strategic vision and what we're aligning with and see if it's a good fit and kind of go from there.
Right on. My last question is, why is this so important right now? Why is this kind of this task force or this program, why is it important for credit unions right now?
Because the fintech industry, I mean, without a doubt, is one of the most growing kind of portions of tech right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of individuals in it. And kind of having the association back some of these individuals mm-hmm. gives us kind of a peace of mind.
Right.
I guess they've vetted them out. because again, there's a lot starting up, so you don't know, like, you don't know what you don't know. It's
exactly,
kind of one of the
yeah.
themes, and
yeah.
and so it's really nice to have that, and then also have, one of the things we always say at the end of the meeting is, if you go with one of these individuals and you test it out and you like it, share your feedback. I mean, I think that's the big thing, is we want to know so we can share with other credit unions, you know, what are the successes that we're having from it. And I think there was a credit union, I believe South Bay Credit Union, that participated
in
the conversation. And they showed over the weekend some successes that they had.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. We launched it on Friday at noon. And between Friday and noon and Sunday evening at 11 p.m., which was the last time I checked, we were able to get 16 new member accounts funded for South Bay Credit Union.
Wow,
and they're
fantastic.
$100 million credit union in South Bay of California.
Yeah, so I think that's Chris Odie, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So he was there as well with us.
Right on. As you guys are talking, I'm thinking, like, this is kind of like a loan. It's kind of, you're pre-approved, basically, you know?
Yes, there you go.
I'll take it.
You're pre-approved for credit union, so very cool stuff. Guys, anything else to add to wrap up? This is a fantastic program, and I hope there's more of you guys out there for credit unions out there to really excel in what they do best.
Yeah.
Awesome.
All right, guys.
Thanks so
very
much.
Very cool. All right, Brian, thank you very much. Brett,
thank you.
Good job again.